Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Today we heard Jesus welcoming people to a new life in Christ with this invitation. Come to me, all of you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. On some days, there's not a better gift I can receive than Jesus Christ fulfilling his promise to give rest to my weary soul. Rest. That's a tremendously novel idea in our crisis-filled world. Even when we get a good night's sleep, the moment we turn on our TVs or our radios, we are inundated with news of crisis after crisis, tragedy after tragedy, or dirty deeds done dirt cheap that are repeated over and over again. These crises have unfortunately become a white noise in our lives that is so deafening we cannot hear the Holy Spirit whispering, "Give to Jesus. Give to Jesus what's making you weary and burdening your heart." Years ago, I stopped listening to talk radio, reduced my TV news to pretty much just the local stuff, and started reading the news from several online sources. Because the constant emotionally laden bombardment of news created anxiety-laced burdens about things I could not change. Of course, we need to know what's going on, but we also need to rest. We need to be a part of our own lives and to be involved with those closest to us. Because everyone's life is filled with tragic twists and happy turns. But when we are focused on just the crises of the world, it's difficult for us to actually do what Holy Scripture commands. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. And be happy with those who are happy. And be sad with those who are sad. Romans chapter 12, verses 15 through 16. When we are present with others during their happiness, during their sadness, and help them carry their burdens, the real, tangible, touchable crises in their lives become manageable, become tolerable, become endurable. Because we have brought them to Jesus, who removes their panic and gives them rest. A peaceful rest coming from being joined, yoked to Jesus, learning from Jesus, and relaxing with Jesus, especially when we come together as we have today to break bread in the Eucharist. I know someone's thinking that because I'm a priest, it's easy to say, go to Jesus when you're weary from carrying heavy burdens, and Jesus will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you and learn from him. For Jesus is gentle and humble in heart, and Jesus will give you rest for your souls. And it is, to a certain extent, easy for me to say. But I also know that most of the time, it appears to be an impossible rest to obtain. Especially when I see and I experience the burdens our technologically laden lives have been keep heaping upon us as our lives become noisier, busier, and more isolated. None of us are immune. For proof, one only needs to see the hundreds of cars on the road late at night. Look at the posted hours on the doors of stores. Or see the insurance commercial where the dad is talking and everyone else in the car is plugged into their own stuff. Yeah, y'all seen that one, haven't you? We see those, and we know that many of our problems come from the busyness of our lives. These facts inform us as to how busy, how unrestful and isolated our society has become. Americans consider a 40-hour work week as part-time. A typical middle-class family worked an average of 11 hours more per week in 2016 than they did in 1979. In 2008, 42% of employees reported experiencing some or a lot of interference between work and family. 53% of mothers and 37% of fathers report always feeling rushed. Quality family time is invaded by the omnipresence of media and the internet. And this one was kind of shocking. 75 to 90% of all physician office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints. With so much work, stress, and unnecessary interference in our lives, it can be difficult to squeeze in time for God, for family and friends, and for ourselves. But time for me? How selfish of me to take time for me. And yet Jesus tells you and tells me to come to him and to rest. And don't think it's easy for me to do because I only work one day a week. It was actually easier to have a balanced work, family, and prayer life when I had a secular job. So let's face it. It's easy for us to say, I don't have time to pray. But what are some of our excuses? I woke up rested only to discover my alarm should have gone off an hour ago. None of my clean clothes match. My teenage daughter shaved half of her head. My car payment's due today and I can't remember the password. There's an odd colored liquid oozing out from underneath my car. I hit the delete button instead of print for my report just before the meeting. My toilet's overflowing, but fortunately I remembered my password. As followers of Jesus Christ, during such times, we shouldn't panic. We should pause and pray for Jesus to help us carry those heavy loads, worry less, and spend more time with Jesus. Now, if you don't think you have time to be peacefully yoked and joined with Jesus, I want you to consider these facts. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. What a wonderful gift that is. Because in order to pray, you don't even have to stop doing what you're doing to pray. You can keep working while you are praying. It only takes a few seconds to pray, thank you, Jesus, for this new morning and for not having sinned this day. But now, Lord, my feet will touch the floor. Please help me not to sin today. It only takes a few seconds to pray, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies and our bodies to your service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It only takes a few moments before your head touches your pillow to thank Jesus for all the blessings of the day. And we always have more to be thankful for than we think we do, and that we actually give thanks for. And most daily devotionals, at least in my experience, actually take less than 15 minutes to do. please remember and never forget, Jesus doesn't want to take you out of the world. Jesus doesn't want to take you out of the world. Jesus wants to be with you in the world, to share your burdens, to lighten your load, and to always be with you. Two questions for this week. If you have any suggestions, send me an email, give me a call. First one is this. It concerns the church. How can St. Matthias, which is filled with the silent generation, with baby boomers, make Jesus more accessible to Generation X, millennials, and the rising Generation Z, so that they can have rest in their souls? And before we can adequately answer that question, we must first ask and answer ourselves. What problematic part of my life do I need to give to Jesus to lighten my load and have rest in my soul? What problematic part of my life do I need to give to Jesus to lighten my load and have rest in my soul? We'll now have a moment of silence.